Metrotown is close to getting another high-rise rental tower in its Maywood neighborhood. A 34-story building development proposal at 6622 and 6688 Willenden Avenue, just a block away from the south end of Central Park, has passed through one of the last stages at council. Currently on the site are two three-story rental apartments with 72 units, built in 1967. The two buildings would be demolished to make way for the tower. Burnaby requires developers to replace demolished apartments and build new units for the tenants. The development by IDS Group includes a total of 460 rental units, made up of 362 units rented at market rates, 26 units to be rented at 20% below the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corp's median rate for Metrotown, which is $1,385, and 72 replacement units which would replace the demolished homes at the rates renters currently pay. The project drew criticism at its public hearing in June for depleting currently available rental stock without having supply available. Other concerns included changing the quiet neighborhood to a high-density area and that adding more than 400 units would increase parking and traffic issues in the area. Unit sizes in the development range from 377 to 553 square feet for market studios and 363 to 413 square featuring for non-market studios. One bedrooms range from 555 to 723 square featuring for market rentals, adaptable units are at 556 square featuring, and between 544 and 562 for the non-market units, with adaptable units in the non-market rentals between 545 and 562 square featuring. The market rentals include 10 three-bedroom units ranging in size between 915 and 1,503 square featuring. The non-market rentals to be rented at CMHC median have 10 three-bedrooms at 864 square feet. Two stories of the development are earmarked for indoor amenities including a fitness center, yoga area, theater room, children's play area, and garden plots for the use of both market and non-market rental tenants. The development includes 276 parking spaces and 920 secure bike lockers, as well as an additional 92 bike rack spots for visitors. The tower includes 92 adaptable units. The development passed its third reading unanimously by Burnaby City Council on December 12 and will return to Council at least once more before final approval.